Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 34. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that Scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you and we bless you for everything that you do is for us, your poor beloved children. Everything that you create is good, and it is for us, your poor beloved children. Father, please, we beg you, open our lips always to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please give us the wisdom and the love, we beg you, to pray to you always as your poor, beloved children with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Father, may our poor little prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. As Saint Ignatius invites us to enter into scenes of the Gospel, to use our spiritual senses, to gaze around, to look around, and to enter into the scene as an observer or a participant, to hear what people are saying, to see what it is that they're doing, to observe how are they interacting with one another, and to draw some benefit from that contemplation. And one of the great scenes for me is always the Annunciation. It is an opportunity for me to really look at it from God's point of view, to see it from the point of view of the angel Gabriel, and then also to see it from the point of view of Mary. We always have this great image in scenes of the Annunciation, where Mary is found in a place of solitude. She's at peace. She's at prayer. She's there always with a sense of openness, a sense of waiting, a sense of an anticipation of God coming into her midst. The one who is full of grace, the one who lives fully and perfectly in the life of God, always seeks moments of deep reflection to ponder on these Scripture mysteries. And then you could almost sense from God's perspective this great anticipation For God knows his divine plan. He knows the time. He knows the season. And he knows the hour is drawing near, where he will reveal himself, his love, his plan to humanity through Mary. That he will come and approach Mary and seek her cooperation in his divine plan for the salvation of all creation. God chooses Mary, this lowly handmaid, this simple creature. And I'm often asked about my personal devotion to our Mother Mary. And this is the scene that I draw most benefit from. I draw strength from. I draw wisdom and knowledge from. And I draw confidence from. And I look and I say, if God, the Almighty, God creator of heaven and earth, God who can do all things because nothing is impossible for God, if God would choose Mary to be the mother of his son, well, my response is, well, if that's good enough for God, well, that's good enough for me. I don't need another witness. God is the perfect witness. And if he chooses Mary to be the mother of his son, then that's the mother for me. And in this great moment, as God is just filled with joy, he's filled with anticipation because he's about to communicate to Mary. His very self, his son, and his spirit. God is about to communicate himself to humanity, to Mary. That he's going to give himself. He's going to lower himself. He's going to permit himself to become creature, to become incarnate in his creature, most profound, most humble, our heavenly God. And in this moment, the angel comes in and he greets Mary with such honor. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail, highly favored one. God chooses you. God has set his eyes and his gaze upon you. God is beholding you at this moment. All of God's energy, his intensity, is all directed at Mary at this moment. In an anticipation that we just can't understand how profound this moment is. And Mary hears, behold, behold, for in your womb you will conceive a son, and you will bear a son, and this son is going to be holy, because he will be the Son of the Most High, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins, from their sinfulness. He will reconcile the people, God's children, back to him. He will be ransom to set the captives free. He says to her, behold. And the word behold is interesting for us because we hear that in the Gospels often. And when we behold, we are invited at that moment to stop all our thought process, to detach from all our worldly thinking, to leave moments of anxiety, of worry, to just leave that all behind and to focus all your attention, all your energy on the messenger and the message that is about to be shared. That when one is a beholder and becomes a beholder, that person is being invited to become aware of a person, of things, of events through their spiritual senses, to really direct all your energy to observe the scene, as Saint Ignatius invites us to, and to truly listen, not only with our ears, but the ears of our heart, to pay attention, to really pay attention to what is going to be said, but also to use our eyes to see with attentiveness at exactly what is about to be shared. And he says, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. What God is saying in this moment is, Mary, behold all your attention to this message and to this messenger. What God is asking you is to behold your son. I'm about to give you my son, Mary, that he is going to be conceived in you. I need you to behold him. Behold this moment. Behold your Lord asking you to receive this son into your heart, into your home, into your body, into your womb, into that great holy tabernacle that you are, that holy temple I created you to be, the house of prayer, the house of worship that I have longed to dwell in. And then as Mary continues the conversation with the angel Gabriel, Mary understands. She receives the message. She accepts the message. She embraces the message. And Mary's response is, behold. Now she is asking God to draw all his attention to what she's about to say. That Mary now wants God to behold what she is going to share. To ask God, it's pretty profound. She's asking God to become the beholder of her message, of her response, which is quite beautiful. Mary says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Lord, behold now the mother of your son, the mother of God. I behold you, Father, as the one who is going to give the son. I behold the son in you through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and you behold me as his mother. This prefigures what our gospel shares with us today. Because this scene kind of gets replayed. We now leave the scene of the Annunciation and we enter using our spiritual senses into the scene at Calvary. When Jesus has been mocked, scourged, and beaten, he's been crucified, and on the cross, Jesus uses this word, behold, once again, to draw all our attention to this moment, to the scene, to hear Jesus is now the messenger, and he has a message for all humanity. So we are to draw all our attention to this moment and to listen with the ears of our heart and to pay attention, to see it with attention of our eyes, exactly what God is doing for us right here. Because he says to Mary, woman, new Eve, mother of the new creation, mother of mercy, mother of love, mother of divine grace. Now Jesus says to Mary, behold, pay attention, draw all your attention to the beloved disciple. He now represents all humanity. He now sits here in the midst of all humanity. That mother, will you accept all humanity as you accepted me as your beloved son? Will you now accept all God's children? Will you accept them into your heart, into your home, into your life? And he looks at the beloved disciple, who's there as a proxy of all humanity. He's in the place of all humanity now. And Jesus says to him, behold, pay attention. Draw all your attention to this message. Behold your mother. Behold your mother. Once again, you could hear God sharing, will you accept my child? And now will you accept all my children? And we can hear Mary's heart saying, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Mary now becomes an image for us of Holy Mother Church. She now becomes Mother of the Church and the model of a church in prayer, in worship, in obedience to the Father. And so through Holy Mother Church, Virgin Mother Church, that through her womb, through the font and the waters of baptism, just how Jesus was conceived through the grace and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, we too are given birth anew, that he breathes newness of life in us. We become God's children. So we become children of the Father, and we also become children of the Mother. As God is our Father, Mary is our Mother. For we have been born through her. We are the fruit and the fruitfulness of the sacraments. That through these waters, we have died with Christ. We have shared in the one who is called Jesus, the one who has come to save. We have shared in the fruits of his sacrifice. We have shared in the blessings of his obedience. We have shared in the cooperation of his grace, that the one who was anointed with the Holy Spirit to give sight to the blind, to set those who are oppressed free, to bring liberation to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, he comes to give the good news to us through these sacred waters. And we are birthed, recreated into the beloved children that we were meant to be. Behold, we hear it so often. We hear it from John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In this moment of Eucharistic adoration in Holy Mother Church, she gives us once again a Savior through the Holy Spirit in simple gifts of bread and wine. And we are to behold him. We are to pay all our attention to him. Draw our attention to this moment in Calvary to hear the whisper of his heart and his voice as he says to Mary at this moment, "Woman, behold your children." And he says to all of us, "Behold your mother." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.